we caught, or at least the Congress caught, this Fauci agency in a major league cover-up of FOIA. Last but not least, for sure, is a new lawsuit we filed over another corruption issue, which is news and details and emails and testimony showing Fauci's agency was trying to hide records from the American people by ignoring and subverting and obstructing FOIA laws and, it looks like, in theory, congressional subpoenas and other subpoenas and investigators. And Judicial Watch filed a FOIA lawsuit, a very comprehensive lawsuit, and I can't go through all the details, but essentially one of Fauci's top people in the NIAID, the National Institute for Allergic and Infectious Diseases, which is a sub-agency of NIH, which is a sub-agency of Health and Human Services. So Morans is the former top scientific advisor to Fauci, who's now retired. And he's still working at NIH, as best I can tell, as an advisor. So the number one request, for example, is we wanted Morans, documents on Morans soliciting help, advice, or assistance in any manner from any employee of the NIAID or NIH's Freedom of Information Act office, and we list the names of who he might have been in communication with. Then Dr. Fauci, again, we want information about his communications with the FOIA officers. Communications about withholding information from the people under FOIA. And then communications of Dr. Morans' emails that were of a private nature or on non-governmental servers with a series of individuals, including, but not limited to, Peter Daszak, Dr. Fauci. Daszak is the EcoHealth Alliance head. EcoHealth Alliance was the vehicle through which we gave money to Wuhan. And others involved in the gain of function and COVID controversies. On May 22, 2024, Morans testified before the House Select Committee on the coronavirus pandemic at a hearing. And as they noted at the hearing, evidence obtained by the Select Subcommittee shows Morans unlawfully deleted federal COVID-19 records, shared non-public information about NIH grant processes with his best friend, EcoHealth Alliance Dr. Peter Daszak, and likely lied to Congress multiple times. By the way, Daszak's operation, EcoHealth, has now been banned by the Biden administration from getting grants. The Select Subcommittee's chairman, Brad Wenstrup, commented, "We have evidence Morans purposely evaded public transparency required by FOIA by intentionally using a personal email for official business. We have evidence Morans unlawfully deleted government records and may have engaged with the NIH FOIA office to assist with this illegal action. We have evidence Morans routinely acted as an intermediary between Dr. Daszak and Fauci. So was Morans using his private emails to conduct government business between EcoHealth Alliance, the Wuhan operation or funder, subgrantee, whatever you want to call it, and Fauci? And we have evidence Morans took affirmative steps to assist Dr. Daszak so that EcoHealth could have its grant reinstated after it was suspended under the Trump administration. And it was suspended in part because of the gain of function that they were doing that they weren't supposed to be doing. Although everyone knew they were doing it. So it's just, what a cluster. Margaret Moore, who is cited in the Judicial Watch records request, seems to be the so-called FOIA lady. Morans references a nice FOIA lady who helped him evade FOIA. As we say, she allegedly advised Morans on how to circumvent FOIA and avoid responding to FOIA requests, including Judicial Watch's. Because Judicial Watch was the leader in using FOIA to figure out what went on with respect to COVID. Everything, virtually everything we know about it is thanks to our FOIA requests and lawsuits. She was then, she's now retired, the Fauci agency's FOIA's public liaison, whose official responsibilities included assisting in reducing delays, increasing transparency and understanding of the status of requests, and resolving disputes. Morin wrote in two emails, these emails are just incredible, from around, they were on February 24th and February 25th of 2021. He wrote to someone, "I learned from our FOIA lady here how to make emails disappear after I am FOIA'd, but before the search starts. So I think we are all safe. Plus, I deleted most of those earlier emails after sending them to Gmail." Outrageous. He writes an email that was CC'd to Peter Daszak at EcoHealth. "I learned the tricks last year from an old friend, Marge Moore, who leads our FOIA office and also hates FOIAs." It's no surprise to me that the head of the FOIA, or one of the top officials for FOIA in a federal agency, hates FOIA. Sometimes I hate FOIA because we're always having to fight to enforce the law. So Morin's was really, it looks to me, up to no good. "Evidence in possession of select committee suggests Morin's knowingly transmitted official records to Fauci via his personal email. If true, this raises serious questions as of whether Dr. Fauci took part in a conspiracy among the highest levels of NIAID to hide official records regarding the origins of COVID-19. "Evidence obtained by the select committee shows that Dr. Morin's deliberately obstructed the select committee's select subcommittee's investigation into the origins of COVID-19 to protect Dr. Fauci, unlawfully deleted federal COVID-19 records, and shared non-public information about NIH grant procedures with his best friend, Dr. Daszak of EcoHealth." This Fauci, and this is what I say, the Fauci operation seems to have had contempt for the public's right to know about what exactly it was up to and knew regarding FOIA. There was obviously a systematic approach or attempt by HHS bureaucrats to circumvent FOIA requests during the COVID era, and this new lawsuit can help further undo this cover-up. And then I go at the end of the press release, we go through each and every major FOIA disclosure and lawsuit we've had. And I'm just going to count them for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. 19, 20, 21. So I'm not going to read all 21, but I want you to go look at them. Actually, I'll do you one better, because we cover a lot of it in our new book that's coming out in a few months in October. You can purchase it now, judicialwatchbook.org or .com. We'll provide the link below. But that's a great way to catch up on all of our FOIA and disclosures related to Fauci, COVID, vaccines, and the cover-up of the gain-of-function scandal. But set it and forget it. Isn't that like a commercial line? The point is, buy the book now, and you'll get it delivered when it comes out. You won't have to worry. I don't know where you buy your books at. Amazon, Barnes & Noble. I can't read. Oh, Audible. You have to. Audible is a... we've got a great reader for the book, if you'd like it, Audible. So those, you know, any way you can, buy the book. It's a great way to support Judicial Watch. But getting back to the substance of this segment, we caught, or at least the Congress caught, this Fauci agency in a major league cover-up of FOIA. And we kind of saw it initially because they were slow rolling the release of information. We're still fighting them for documents, by the way. And so we have a new lawsuit for accountability for Fauci. And I know Fauci's no longer in government, but it's never too late for accountability. Accountability in government and in the political world is always going to be imperfect. I know, and I share your frustration that politicians, quote, get away with it all the time. Well, sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't. And sometimes, and often they do legally, in the sense they're not prosecuted as they should be. I mean, that's one of the big breakdowns in law and order here in Washington, D.C. But sometimes there's historic accountability and political accountability and just like accountability over time because we get more information. So people know what they were really up to. And like, for instance, in the case of Hillary Clinton, people are rightly outraged she was never seriously investigated and or prosecuted for her various crimes. But on the other hand, as a consequence of Judicial Watch's disclosures about her emails and misconduct, she lost the presidency. Now, that's rough justice, right? But it was accountability. So, you know, you take what you can under our system. Now, Judicial Watch can't prosecute Dr. Fauci. I think he should be under criminal investigation for the fraud associated with the gain-of-function research, federal funding for which he was not supposed to authorize or allow. And it looks like there was a cover-up of all of that. In addition, it looks like he misled Congress or testified falsely to Congress about whether or not his agency actually was funding gain-of-function, and the evidence is they were. And here we have new evidence that FOIA requests, federal law, and there was a conspiracy to hide information from the American people. So all of that should be subject to criminal investigation. And whether someone is prosecuted or not, I don't know. But they have to be investigated, in the least. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.